Hello, and welcome back to Ancient Gods and Demons. I'm your host, Brian. This is a podcast dedicated to the research and understanding of ancient gods, goddesses, and demons throughout our history. This is an objective podcast that gathers information about a variety of spiritual entities and provides the listener with an introduction to numerous characters from Mesopotamian, Hindu, Celtic, Greek, and African beliefs, to name just a few. We will take a look at how these figures appeared, what they did, and their impact on humankind. During Season 2, we will be covering the 72 Spirits of Solomon. Episode 2 will discuss Aim, Alas, Amdosius, Ami, Adras, and Adrelaphas. Many of these names are difficult to pronounce, but I will do the best possible. So sit back and relax and travel into a world of mystery and the supernatural. Hello, and welcome back to Ancient Gods and Demons. During each episode during Season 2, we will be discussing six demons. All demons will be referenced from different sources, such as the Encyclopedia of Demons and Demonology by Rosemary Gulley, the Gosha, Lesser Key of Solomon Mathers, and the Pseudomonachi Demonum by Johann Weir. Demon number 1, Aim. The demon Aim, or Hiborum, is a fallen angel and 23rd of the 72 spirits of Solomon. In Hell, Aim is a strong duke. He appears as a handsome man with three heads, a serpent, a man with two stars on his forehead, and a cat. He rides on a viper and carries a blazing firebrand with which he spreads much destruction and fire. He imparts cunning and gives true answers to questions about private matters. He governs 26 legions of demons. Reference from the Gosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon, the King, written 1904 by S.L. McGregor Mathers. Aim. The 23rd spirit is Aim. He is a great strong duke. He appeareth in the form of a very handsome man in body, but with three heads. The first like a serpent, the second like a man having two stars on his forehead, and the third like a calf. He rideth on a viper, carrying a firebrand in his hand, wherewith he sits cities, castles, and great places on fire. He maketh three witty in any manner of ways, and giveth true answers unto private matters. He governs 26 legions of inferior spirits. Reference from the Pseudomachia Domina, 1583, written by Johann Weir. Aim, or Hiborum, is a great duke and a strong. He cometh forth with three heads, the first like a serpent, the second like a man, having two, the third like a cat. He rideth on a viper, carrying in his hand a light brand, with the flame whereof castles and cities are fired. Demon number 2, Alasis. The demon Alasis, other words referred to Alosian or Alosher, is a fallen angel. And 52nd of the 72 spirits of Solomon, a duke in hell. Alosis appears as a soldier who rides a large horse. His lion face is red with flaming eyes, and he speaks in a loud and hoarse voice. He teaches astronomy and the liberal sciences and gives beneficial familiars. He rules over 36 legions of demons. According to the Gosha of Dr. Rudd, he is governed by the angel Imamaha. Reference from the Gosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon. The 52nd spirit is Alosius or Alokas. He is a duke, great, mighty, and strong, appearing in the form of a soldier, riding upon a great horse. His face is like that of a lion, very red and having flaming eyes. His speech is hoarse and very big. His office is to teach the art of astronomy and all liberal arts. He bringeth unto thee good familiars. Also, he ruleth over 36 legions of spirits. From Pseudomachia Dominum. Olesha is a strong duke and a great. He cometh forth like a soldier, riding on a great horse. He hath lion's face, very red, and with flaming eyes he speaketh with a big voice. He makes a man wonderful in astronomy and in all liberal arts. He bringeth good familiars and ruleth 36 legions. Demon number 3, Amdocius. The demon Amdocius is a fallen angel and 67th of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Amdocius is a great duke of hell who rules over 29 legions of demons. He appears first as a unicorn. He will take on human shape if commanded to do so, but this will cause musical instruments to be heard but not seen. Trees sway at the sound of his voice, and he gives people the power to make trees fall and also gives excellent familiars. From Magosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon, the King. Amdocius or Amdocius. The 67th spirit is Amdocius or Amdocius. He is a great duke, strong, appearing at first like a unicorn, but at the request of the exorcist, he standeth before him in human shape, causing trumpets and all manner of musical instruments to be heard, but not soon or immediately. Also, he can cause trees to bend and incline according to the exorcist's will. He giveth excellent familiars. He governs 29 legions of spirits. From Magosha, Lesser King of Solomon. Number 4, Ami. The demon Ami is a fallen angel and 58th of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Prior to his fall, Ami was a member of the angelic order of powers. He is a president in hell, where he governs 36 legions of demons. He possesses perfect knowledge of the liberal sciences and astrology. He gives good familiars. He appears first as a huge flaming fire and then as a man. And he reveals hidden treasures guarded by other spirits. In 1200 years, he hopes to be restored to the seventh throne, that is, to the place before God that is reserved for the highest of the angels. However, the demonologist Johann Weir called this claim not credible. From Magosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon the King. Ami or Avnas, the 58th spirit is Ami or Avnas. He is a great president, and appeareth at first in the form of a flaming fire. For after a while, he putteth on the shape of a 24 should be 30. For these 72 spirits of the Book of Gosha are all princes and leaders of numbers. His office is to make one wonderful knowing in astrology, in all the liberal sciences. He giveth good familiars, and can beware treasure that is kept by the spirits. He governeth 36 legions of spirits. Number 5, Andrielfas. Andrielfas is a fallen angel and 65th of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Andrielfas is a mighty marquis who rules 30 legions. He first appears as a noisy peacock and then as a human. He can transform people into birds and make them very cunning. He teaches perfect geometry and everything pertaining to measurements, as well as astronomy. From Demonologia, Andrielfas is a great marquis. Appearing as a peacock, he raises great noises, and humane shape perfects the teaching of geometry. And all things belonging to measurements, he maketh the man to be a subtle disputer and cunning astronomer, and transforms a man into the likes of a bird, and there under he reigns 30 legions. From Discovery of Witchcraft, page 224. We know that this demon is very vain and proud. Since he comes in the form of a peacock, the animal forms assumed by the demons express their true natures and personalities in a symbolic way. Ad measurement is an old word for practical mathematics. It was also known as mesuration. By astronomy, the demon means practical astrology, the actual casting and interpretation of astrological charts. It is unlikely that this demon could physically change a human being into the shape of a bird, but more probable that he merely cast a glamour over the victim, so he thought himself to be a bird and saw himself as a bird. From the Gosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon the King. From the Gosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon the King, continued. Andrephelos, the 65th spirit is Andrephelos. He is a mighty marquis, appearing at first in the form of a peacock with great noises. But after a time he putteth on a human shape. He can teach geometry perfectly. He maketh men very subtle, and all things pertaining unto measuration or astronomy. He can transform a man into the likes of a bird. He governeth 30 legions of infernal spirits. Demon 6. Andras. The demon Andras is a fallen angel, and 63rd of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Andras is a great marquis in hell, who rules over 30 legions of demons. He appears in the form of an angel with either a raven head or a wooden owl, rides a black wolf, and carries a gleaming sharp sword. He creates discord and kills those who are not careful and wary, including the master, servants, and all assistants of any household. He teaches people how to kill their enemies. From the Gosha, the Lesser Key of Solomon the King. The 63rd spirit is Andras. He is a great marquis, appearing in the form of an angel, with a head like a black knight raven, riding upon a strong black wolf, having a sharp and bright sword flourished aloft in his hand. His office is to sow discords. If the exorcists have not a care, he will slay both him and his fellows. He governeth 30 legions of spirits. From the Sudamachia Damanum, written by John Weir, 1583. Andras is a great marquis, and is seen in the angel shape with a head like a black knight raven, riding upon a black and very strong wolf. Flourishing with a sharp sword in his hand, he can kill the master, the servant, or the assistants. He is the author of discords and ruleth 30 legions. Okay, listeners, that was episode 2. Six more. The first episode had 7. This had 6. Every episode will have 6 of the spirits of Solomon. We've decided to go alphabetical. The first episode, I kind of picked random demons to discuss. Kind of tough to find them all and glob them all together. So when you're doing research, it's just easy to do it alphabetical. So we did a bunch of the A's. We're going to go A, B, C. There's a lot to do. If you have any comments, please, put in the comment section. Also, we have a FundMe link if you want to fund the podcast. A lot going on. Give you my apologies. Haven't done a podcast in over a month, but we're back on track. Also, additional, if you'd like any bonus episodes, I can do research and whatever you'd like in regards to gods, demons, angels, any type of mythology. That'd be great. Shoot me a message. And we can do a bonus episode. We're going to continue on with season 2, covering all the 72 spirits of Solomon. I hope you enjoy this episode. Try to make them short and sweet. We just want to put out the information just so you kind of a general idea. We try to get from at least a couple, 2-3 sources. A lot of the sources say the same thing. Apologize for that, but that's what there is. And on some of these demons, there's really hardly anything. Others, there's a lot of information. If you remember, I covered Lilith months and months ago. There is so much on that character that we could do multiple episodes on it. And if you're interested in more in-depth research on that, I know I've seen a lot on YouTube and other podcasts, please let me know. So anyway, enjoy the rest of your week and have a great one. Thank you for listening.